Welcome. Today we're going to be doing a trauma-sensitive yoga session. And at the start of every session, I just like to invite the idea of ahimsa into your practice. Now, ahimsa generally means non-harming. So non-harming in how we treat our minds, non-harming in how we treat our bodies, and non-harming in how we share space. The invitation here throughout the practice is that if I suggest something that creates pain in your body, the invitation is to come out of whatever that posture is and just do kind of like your own thing. If we're going through some sort of guided imagery or something like that, and your brain is just thinking really fast or going in places you don't want it to, there's an invitation to come back to the body, maybe noticing the heartbeat, maybe feeling the ground beneath you and bringing yourself back that way. And there's an invitation to kind of invite in a gentleness or a softness of the eyes, or even closed eyes if you feel like that fits for you. And that's more about keeping kind of that inward focus, that inward gaze, as we're in the space today. And keeping that idea of ahimsa in your mind as we move on into our practice. And perhaps beginning by finding whatever posture works for your body today. It could be seated on the ground or in a chair. Just choosing what works for you today. And perhaps taking any movements that your body might need to invite in a little bit more comfort. And then as you're ready, the invitations to choose to either focus on the heartbeat or to notice the breath. And perhaps inviting some curiosity into that noticing. Maybe even placing a hand on the chest to feel the heart or the breath. And as you feel that heartbeat or that breath, the invitation is there to notice if the breath impacts anything. So perhaps taking a little more breath in on the next in breath, or maybe even breathing out a little more breath on the next out breath. And perhaps noticing the rhythm of that heartbeat or that breath. And as you'd like, perhaps releasing the hand down if it was up on the chest, feeling for the breath or the heartbeat. And maybe inviting in the concept of intention to your practice today. In yoga philosophy, it's believed that we are already born whole, so we already possess every trait that we need in this world. So intentions are usually stated in the present tense because they're already happening. So an example might be, I am love, I am calm, I am power. Whatever words might fit for you. And if those all feel really far away, it could also be something like, I'm inviting in love. I'm learning about joy. Just perhaps taking a moment to find the words that fit for you and your intention for your practice today. And as you find the words that fit for you in your practice today, the invitation's to take a couple breaths. And perhaps as you breathe in, lengthening through the spine, and maybe as you breathe out, letting that intention settle in down your spine. I am light, I am love, whatever it might be. And as you're ready, the invitations to bring awareness back into the physical body. Maybe noticing if there's an impulse to move in any particular way, maybe a little stretch. There's an invitation to follow through on that if you'd like. And then as you'd like, perhaps taking the hands, the fingertips, or the base of the thumb to the center of the forehead. And as you're ready, making circles or lines extending from the center of the forehead out towards the temples. Perhaps noticing areas of tenderness that maybe want a little more attention. Maybe offering that to yourself. Perhaps bringing the fingers to the bridge of the nose and kind of making lines or circles running from the center bridge of the nose out toward the ears. And perhaps noticing tender spots that might be available for you today, it might not. And perhaps taking the fingertips to the center of that upper lip, moving along that upper lip out towards the cheeks. Maybe even inviting a sense of gratitude for the work that the face does. And as you'd like, perhaps bringing the fingertips to the center of the chin. Maybe moving from the center of the chin out along the jaw toward the ears. And perhaps noticing areas of sensitivity or tenderness. Maybe offering those areas a little bit more attention. And as you're ready, it's an invitation to release the hands down towards the lap. And perhaps taking a moment to check in with yourself, seeing where you're at, if the mind's busy, inviting it back. And perhaps bringing awareness down into the neck. And perhaps finding an in-breath. And as you're ready on the next out-breath, the invitation is to bring the gaze over the right shoulder. And perhaps choosing to stay in that stretch, or maybe choosing to move with the breath, breathing in through center and out as you bring the gaze over the left shoulder. Maybe noticing some sensations in the back of the shoulder. Maybe there's sensation up into the side of the neck. Or maybe there's no sensation today. And moving with your own rhythm in your own time. And as you'd like, it's an invitation to return to center. Perhaps finding that in-breath. And then on the next out-breath, the invitation is there to drop the right ear towards the right shoulder. Maybe noticing different sensations in the side neck, maybe even into the jaw, or maybe no sensations available today. And as you're ready, you can choose to move with the breath, breathing in through center, breathing out, letting the left ear drop toward the left shoulder. Or you can choose to hold the stretch on one side or the other. And if you choose to, perhaps dropping the chin towards the chest, maybe that neck stretch starts to become a bit of a neck roll. Perhaps moving side to side. And maybe noticing different sensations, maybe even down into the base of the skull. Maybe side to side as the neck moves. And as you're ready, The invitations to return to center. Perhaps taking a moment here, finding that breath. And then as you'd like, perhaps bringing awareness into the shoulders. And perhaps on the next in-breath, bringing the shoulders up to the ears. And as you'd like, there's an invitation to release the shoulders down. And maybe noticing how the shoulders move. Did they move together, separately? How quickly? And there's an invitation to kind of explore movement in the shoulders a little bit more. Perhaps coming into a shoulder shrug again, bringing those shoulders up and then releasing. Or maybe even inviting in some shoulder rolls. So we wake up the shoulders. Perhaps this creates some cracking or grinding in the back of the shoulders. Maybe it creates a lot of sensation in one side more than the other. And perhaps there's no sensation available today. And as you're ready, the invitation is to release the shoulders back down. And as you'd like, returning to stillness, and perhaps bringing awareness down the arms and into the hands. Maybe taking a moment to extend the fingers really wide, stretching throughout the fingers, maybe creating some sensation in the forearms, and maybe contrasting that with the sensation of making some fists, maybe rolling through the wrists. Maybe the hands are apart, maybe they're together. Just inviting in some curiosity about how your hands move. Maybe there's some cracking. Maybe you notice some tension. Maybe there's no sensation today. And as you're ready, it's an invitation to release the hands down. And perhaps bringing awareness down into the spine. Maybe on the next in-breath, lengthening through the spine. And perhaps on the next out-breath, pulling the belly button into the spine, kind of rolling it forward. And then coming into a seated cat-cow. Perhaps choosing to pause at any point in the movement. Or maybe choosing to continue to move with the breath. And as you're ready, the invitation's to come back into stillness, into a neutral posture. And then perhaps bringing awareness down the legs and into the feet. Maybe even choosing to extend the feet in front of you. And as you'd like, perhaps taking a moment to wiggle the toes, perhaps inviting in some curiosity about the toes. And as you're ready, the invitation is there to sort of start making some circles with the feet, kind of waking up the ankle joint, maybe noticing some cracking, maybe flexing and bending the feet, maybe creating some sensation in the shin or the calf. And then as you'd like, perhaps making bigger movements, working up the legs, perhaps bending and straightening out through the legs and the knees. And as you're ready, the invitation's to return to stillness. And perhaps taking a moment there, maybe noticing your breath or the heartbeat. Maybe noticing the energy in your body if that's available to you. And perhaps taking a moment to notice if there's any last movements that your body might like to make today to finish out your practice. And perhaps a hand to the heart, maybe any other stretches that might feel intuitive to your body today. There may be, there may not be. And as you'd like, there's an invitation to bring the hands together in front of your body. Perhaps rubbing the palms together, creating warmth in your hands. Perhaps cupping your eyes with your hands, opening your eyes to the filtered light and warmth. Perhaps taking a moment to thank yourself for your practice today. And letting the bell bring you back if you'd like. Perhaps gently bringing your hands to your heart, bringing your intention with you into the day. And peace. Namaste.